Sweetie, it's really not that bad of an arrangement. And it's just until the new mattresses arrive. The movers are supposed to deliver them after the weekend. You can put up with Mommy for a few nights. Can't you, baby? Besides, we have the old bunk bed. That's better than sharing the couch, right? I mean, the mattresses are a little on the thin side. And kinda short. But just try it out before you start complaining, okay? Here, I'll even let you have the top bunk. See? It's not so bad. Well, your feet do stick out over the bottom. And I can see your head brushing the headboard. But it's like a cot, right? Just sleep on your back. Oh, it's lumpy and thin. No, you cannot catch scoliosis from sleeping on short mattresses. And you shouldn't say that. We don't have the blow-up mattress anymore. It popped when someone jumped on it last summer. Remember? Okay, that's enough. Give me your mattress. Why? Well, because I'm taking it. No, I'm not making you sleep on the bare slats. That would be cruel and unusual. I'll take the mattresses. Both of them. You can have the cushions off the couch. They're super thick and comfy. And if you position them just right, you should be able to lay across them. See? Now we both have some cushion. Are you happy? You know, with your butt sinking through the gap in the pillows, it kind of looks like the bed's swallowing you. Is it comfy? Comfy enough. Well, that'll have to do for now. If you wake up with a kink in your spine, we'll run out and get a new blow-up mattress. But for tonight, this is what we're stuck with. Now, bedtime. Lights out. Yes, Mommy will keep the nightlight on. But I don't want it keeping you up. If I see you squirming around, I'll unplug it. Wouldn't you rather I unplug it anyway? It's so hot with both of us packed in like sardines. The nightlight puts off heat. Okay, it stays on. You know, if I keep letting you get your way, you're gonna get spoiled. No, we're not opening a window. The AC is on. Well, if you're too hot, you can open the vent a little more. Or take off those pajamas. You don't need to be bundled up like an Eskimo. What's weird about it? You have a sheet, don't you? Why don't you just do like Mommy? Strip down and get under the sheets. Besides, it feels so nice having the clean cotton right up against your skin. Come on, baby, you should try it. I know you'd like it. See? Nice and cool and comfy. Now, get some rest. Baby, I can hear you rustling around up there. Are the gaps in the cushions bothering your back? I don't know. Try to lay on your stomach. Please, baby, please, just get some sleep. I promise we will fix this in the morning. Oh, thank you. Mommy's very tired and very hot. Go to sleep, baby. Dream of clouds and how nice it'll feel sleeping on a new mattress. Oh, what now, baby? What are you pointing at? I can see your finger through the slats. Wait, that's not your finger? Holy fuck. You're getting hard. Pressing your cock down through the cushions. Baby. Baby, are you awake? Baby. Oh, you're out like a light. And yet that monster between your legs is very awake. My God, that thing's beautiful. Is that okay? For me to think that? That my baby boy's cock is beautiful? Because it is. I bet it would be absolutely stunning with nothing between us. What am I saying? I shouldn't be imagining having my hands on my baby boy's naked hips. Measuring his cock with my fingers. Oh, God, baby, you must be having one hell of a wet dream. It's so slick. It looks like it might drip on me. Or it would if I didn't have this sheet on. What if I didn't have this sheet on? What if it was just my naked body underneath you? Nobody could blame us if you accidentally came on me, could they? And it's just a little bit of pre-cum. I mean, you're just having an innocent sex dream. And here I am, underneath you, trying to sleep. So neither of us is to blame. And if I kick this sheet off and wait for a little drop of that hot, sticky pre-cum to land on me? Nobody's to blame for that either, right? Even if I move just a little so it's positioned to land on my naked belly. Or my tits. Yeah, that's nobody's fault. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you did it. Oh, I can't believe you did it. You dribbled pre-cum on your mommy. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, I can't believe how much this is turning me on. It smells so strong. Oh, if it had just been a little bit to the right, you could have marked mommy's nipple. This is still so hot, though. Having a little drop of my baby boy's seed sliding down between my cleavage. Oh, a part of me wants to let it drip all the way down to my belly button. But another part of me kind of needs to taste it. That wouldn't be so bad, right? Mommy knowing how her baby boy tastes. Lots of mommies accidentally come into contact with their boy's seed, picking up used underwear, or tissues, or cleaning. Then maybe putting a finger to their lips by accident. Like this. Oh, fuck. Baby, how can you taste this good? How can mommy be so turned on, licking up your seed? You're twitching. It's almost like your cock can hear me savoring your taste, the way it's bouncing above me. You must be having one hell of a dream. Are you thinking of some sexy young thing playing with your cock? Maybe she's straddling you. Or bouncing on you. Or maybe you're dreaming of someone a little older. Someone with curvy thighs and a big juicy butt. Maybe that's it. Maybe Mommy teased you a little bit too much tonight without realizing it. I did have my nightie unlaced, didn't I? And you can probably smell my perfume from up there. I wonder if that's all you can smell. I wonder maybe if you can smell Mommy getting wet for you. Oh God, baby, I'm so, so wet. And you're still so hard. How are you this hard? And why did you go to bed totally nude? When I said you should strip, I was thinking down to your underwear like Mommy. But if you're going to go full nude, then, well, maybe I should too. There's nothing wrong with that. We still have the bunk separating us. It's not like we're being intentionally indecent. Although, with your cock throbbing and pointing straight down at Mommy's nude body, it sure feels like it's trying to be indecent. Like my baby boy's cock is misbehaving all on its own. Like it knows where it wants to be, even if baby boy is asleep. Kind of like baby boy's cock was made for Mommy. Made to be inside Mommy. And it's just stretching out toward me. Toward Mommy's tight, wet pussy. I kind of wish your cock would come and get it. I don't know what kind of Mommy that makes me, but my body wants it too, baby boy. Mommy wants it so bad. I can't help but buck my hips toward that throbbing little erection. Oh, and my nipples are already starting to get hard, too. I barely have to pinch them to make them pebble up for you. Oh, fuck, baby. I felt that. You just drift onto Mommy again. How turned on do you have to be to drool that much pre-cum onto your Mommy? I'm not complaining. Just the opposite. Oh, that little splatter of baby boy's seed hitting my hip. It has me bucking and squirming and fingering myself all over again. I wonder what it would take for you to come on Mommy. As an accident, of course. I would never try to get my baby boy to do something that naughty on purpose. But what if my little boy's cock was just a little bit hotter? Or wetter. Could you come, really come, in your sleep? Could you spray Mommy's eager, writhing body without knowing it? Like a little sprinkler from the top bunk, washing Mommy's soft skin with your sticky seed. You're already throbbing and wet and poking that gorgeous cock of yours through the slats. What if Mommy sat up and breathed on it a little? That wouldn't be too taboo, would it, baby? It's not like I'm touching it. This is just your sleepy, sleepy Mommy sitting up and opening her mouth and sticking out her tongue. And just warming that perfect cock of yours with my breath. Fuck, baby. It's twitching so much. Just from mommy's mouth being close, making it hot and warm. I wonder how often I've made your cock hard in the past with my breath alone. Do you twitch like this whenever mommy hugs you tight and breathes on your neck? Or when we're playing and mommy kisses your stomach? Oh, your cock is so close to mommy's face. I can practically taste you. Baby. Mommy loves the way you taste. Oh, fuck. Oh, is that another drop? I've never seen a man leak this much pre-cum before. Being this close, practically licking your sticky head, it wouldn't be very far to just... Oh, God, baby. I'm sorry, baby boy, but mommy just can't hold back anymore. You're gonna have to forgive me for being naughty. But mommy just loves your taste so much. I need it, baby. I need you. Mommy can't wait for you to finish your little wet dream. I'm gonna have to make you come now on my body. I'll just take a hold of your cock. Like this. Oh, it's so hot. And it's so hard. My baby boy is so big. Oh, you like that? I can hear those little whimpers. And I can see you squirming. You like when mommy jerks you. And you know what? If you peek through the bunk slats, you can see mommy naked and wiggling and needy for you. Massaging my breasts and my clit with one hand, while the other one milks you. Are you glad I left the nightlight on? That's right. Mommy is needy. So needy to have my good boy cover me in sticky cum. Don't worry. Don't worry, baby boy. You haven't done anything wrong. You just got aroused in your sleep, which is perfectly normal. And your cock just happened to start leaking onto mommy, and mommy needed to taste it and to touch it. None of this is naughty. It's just our bodies reacting, doing what bodies are meant to do. That's right, baby boy. By letting mommy milk you, you're just doing what's natural, given the circumstance. And when you're a good boy and you spray mommy with your cum, I'll rub it all over my tits and between my thighs. And push it into my pussy. That's all just mommy's body doing what's natural, too.
Are you getting close, baby? I can feel you twitching. You must really love mommy's soft hands jerking you through the slats. I bet it feels really, really good having me tug on you like this. Kind of like gravity conspiring to pull your cum out to cover mommy. That's right, baby. Think of it like gravity. Sexuality's just another force. It draws us to each other. It makes this hot, throbbing cock want to ravish mommy. To make her wail and moan, filling her up. But we're not gonna do that. No. Not tonight. For now, we're just going to enjoy this little accident. We're going to enjoy my baby boy making a mess of mommy, aren't we? Yeah. This is all natural, right, baby boy? Your cock naturally wants to claim your mommy. And why shouldn't it? It's supposed to. You can tell because it feels so good. Just like it feels good having mommy's lips stretched around your cock, too. When I alternate from jerking you to sucking your cock down into my throat, I can feel your whole body shake, baby. You're such a good boy. You like being a good boy for mommy, don't you? Yeah. I know you do. You know what that means, baby boy. My sweet, sweet boy. It means this beautiful cock of yours belongs in mommy's mouth. And someday soon, if you want it, and you're really, really good, I'll let you come down mommy's throat. Maybe someday mommy will be passing through the hallway. And they'll notice my baby boy getting nice and hard. And maybe mommy will reach into your underwear and grab your good boy dick. And lead you by her cock into the bedroom. Where I can take care of it like a good mommy. But for now, I think you're almost ready to come. So you know what mommy's gonna do? Mommy's gonna lay back while I keep stroking you. Because mommy wants you to spray her body from head to toe. That's right. I can feel it twitching and building. Your balls are tightening. My good boy's been working up a really, really big load. And mommy wants that load. I want it all over my pretty face. Down my neck and across my tits. Yeah, mommy wants to feel hot and sticky all over. Between my thighs. so I can rub my smooth legs together and feel my baby boy there too. Now, come for me, baby. Yeah, come for mommy. Your seed was made to decorate mommy's body, so that's what I need you to do, love. Be a good boy now and come for mommy. Yeah, spray mommy. Please, baby, spray me. Spray mommy. Oh, yeah, that's a good boy. That's my good baby. Just like that. Make mommy all hot and sticky. Yeah. No, don't pull away. Don't pull away. Just let me squeeze you. That way I know all of baby boy's cum is exactly where I need it to be. All over mommy. There we go. There, that's a good boy. Now, I'm gonna pull up my sheets and close my eyes. But if you need to do that again, don't hesitate. Mommy's here for you. And now that your cock knows where it's supposed to shoot, it's only natural to want to do it again. And again. And again. Just make sure it all gets on mommy. Or in mommy. Good night, baby boy.